This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bredesteine Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, that's us, Covino and Rich. What's up, buds?
Hey. Good morning. We're at Covino and Rich on social media. At Steve Covino.
Now, intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs
I'll
in the family.
Say.
Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at mbusa.com.
It's today, Wednesday? So Wednesday, it feels like a Tuesday, right? With the short work week.
That's what I'm saying.
Love
That's
that.
What I'm saying.
We're halfway there. We're living on a prayer.
Yeah, I would think Bon Jovi's more than halfway there by now.
They got to be like at least three-fourths of the way there.
It's
man.
Got to be.
As,
at this
as
point,
the meme goes.
All right, well, before we get to a Ja Morant story that might have you roll your eyes, but it's a feel-good story. Before we get to your Jim Edmonds theory, it is July 6th, the 6th of July. Got to say what's up to my buddy Rob, who's checking us out down in Florida. He's one of the optimistic fans. You know how you have two types of fan friends? The ones that are optimistic until the team lets you down. And then there's the other type of guy, which is, my team stinks, and they're negative, negative, negative until something good happens.
Bullpen stinks!
Whole team stinks! Yeah, they're in first place. They stink! He's the positive guy. So what's up, Rob?
Hey, Rob.
Couple birthdays today. July 6th that I think are noteworthy. Kevin Hart's birthday is today. Turns 43.
What?
I love Kevin
All
Hart.
All right. Okay. And, happy birthday.
I know you were a big fan of T and Tamara. It's their birthday today. 50 Cent turns 47 today. Feel old. And one more.
You're like Rocky Balboa.
Stallone's
Absolutely.
Birthday. Stallone.
Absolutely. Happy birthday to me.
Is 76 today.
It'd be cool if he had a robot to wish him happy birthday.
Yeah, but they got rid of that in the Rocky IV
edit.
Yeah,
I don't like the robot.
Yo.
Hey, yo, it's not like mainly, you know?
So, happy birthday, Sly Stallone.
All right, well, if you share a birthday with them, happy birthday to you. Hope you had a great Tuesday night. A Max Scherzer, 11 strikeouts in a losing performance sort of Tuesday night. Even though the Mets lost, he was great. And by the way, he surpassed John Smoltz as far as strikeouts. And I think he's about to catch up to CC Sabathia. So Scherzer making history, breaking records. He's back. It's great for baseball.
You know what's wild about the strikeout record? They talked about this last night on the Mets Reds broadcast when, you know, Scherzer, like you said, keeps moving up the board.
I just like it. Just puts things in perspective, you know, when you hear about, I don't know, just LeBron scoring, right? And he's chasing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's like, it just puts things in perspective.
Two active pitchers that are neck and neck. I think Max will end up on top because he's a couple years younger, but Verlander has 3,085 strikeouts, and Max has... I'm sorry, no. Verlander's got 3,103. Max has 3,090. Sabathia right in between them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at that list, they were talking about how everyone's sort of in reach, except for Randy Johnson, who just... Randy Johnson and Clemens both have over 4,500, but then on a different playing field, like Nolan Ryan's 57-14.
He's like the Joey Chestnut of pitching. That's the way I've always thought about it. He just leaps and bounds.
Wasn't Nolan Ryan like doing Geritol commercials before he retired?
Yes.
He was 140, I think, when he retired.
Yeah.
But it's like it's such an unbelievable number. When you think about guys like Verlander, Sabathia, Scherzer, Smoltz.
He wore Rockport cleats, I think, didn't he?
Pedro.
He was so old, still striking people out.
Maddox, Walter Johnson, Gaylord Perry, Tom Seaver. These guys all have in the 3,000 to 3,600 range. And then to think, Nolan Ryan... 5,700? Just seems like fake, right?
That's incredible, yeah. As, again, Scherzer climbs the list, passing big names as of yesterday.
You ever do the math on that where you see a guy and you're like, well, if he has three or four more years and he does this, where will he end up? I think Scherzer could be, if he's got three more years and 500 strikeouts left, he could end up top 10. Over Maddox, who's got 3,300. Johnson's got 3,500.
Nah, I say definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's one of the best.
Puts in perspective how some of these guys are more legendary than you think as we glorify the past.
And there was an article today I saw. I didn't read it.
You saw the headline.
But I saw it. You know, starting pitching is a dying breed. These guys go 5-6 innings now.
Yeah.
I think the average pitch count or something is 10 pitches lower than it used to be. Like, it's 84 pitches per game. So, When you got starters pitching less and guys like Scherzer still moving up, you know, you got to remember, guys like Nolan Ryan, guys like Randy Johnson, Clemens, they pitched complete games if they could. Now you're seeing less and less of that.
So for
these guys to even be in the conversation is even more impressive.
They were saying how Scherzer is one of the only old school guys where he wants to go nine.
Yeah. He wanted to go
yesterday. And the pitching coach knows not to talk to Max unless we're taking him out. Because the visit to the mound, Max Scherzer got no time for that.
Right.
Like, he doesn't want the visit to the mound. And they're saying the only comparable person that had that type of intensity when our parents were younger, a little before our time.
The Mad Hungarian?
No.
Oh.
But apparently Bob Gibson.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
They said if a coach tried to go to the mound and talk to him, he would be like, are you out of your mind?
Well, he put fear into everybody. Yeah, and coaches and opponents, you name it.
And then you look at Bob Gibson's stats, all the complete games he had. Those guys didn't come out of games. So that article is true. The starting pitching, we've talked about it for years, but more so than ever. Like, you're right. Now it's like 80 to 90 pitches.
84, I think. Again, the average has gone down. It continues to go down. As far as starting pitching, so where does starting pitching go and in the future?
One last Nolan Ryan shout out, since we brought him up. Have you seen that meme floating around where there were games where before they actually technically counted pitches, you'd be like, Nolan Ryan threw 240. Like, how?
Different game.
I know.
Different game. But you know what? Ties in perfectly to my Jim Edmonds theory. Speaking of baseball. It really does.
We've been waiting.
Speaking of baseball. Because
we
glorify the past. We do it all the time. Yeah, I tell you what, Scherzer's great, but let me tell you about Nolan Ryan. Let me tell you about Bob Gibson.
Yep.
Let me tell you about some old pitcher in black and white. You know? Oh, because it's in black and white, it's the greatest.
Let me tell you about Lefty Groove.
No, seriously. Yeah, I'll give you some old, you know, some old-timey times sounding name. He was the best. It's just part of our nature, part of our culture, to glorify the past. Oh, yeah. What about the greats today? For some reason, we could notice it, but we don't acknowledge it the same way. It takes a lot of time to really settle in. We have a classic Covino and Rich example that we always go to.
It's a good go-to, though.
And please explain.
People love to always talk about, I mean, listen, he's great, but people love to talk about Sandy Koufax and some of the great postseason moments in baseball history. But no one loves to put Madison Bumgarner in that conversation.
People love to talk like Don Drysdale.
Oh, Don Drysdale, right. Sandy Koufax, this guy, oh, look at his postseason. Why not throw Madison Bumgarner, like, what, 5-6 years ago? Actually, longer. 8 years ago.
It seemed to us that he single-handedly won that World Series.
In 2014.
Right? Like, put the team on his back. He's like, Bumgarner got it. Yet, we still talk about Don Drysdale, and we talk about, you know, it black and white. Not to take away from the greatness of yesteryear, but we glorify the past. Meanwhile, Bumgarner should be in that conversation.
No doubt.
That performance was legendary.
Yeah.
Okay. That goes along with my Jim Edmonds theory. And I'll give you my train track of thought, okay? Yesterday, I'm watching the Yankees because that's what I do. They lost to the Pirates.
I won't hold it against you.
Giancarlo Stanton hits a frozen rope that stays up just a little too long. But this guy, Brian Reynolds, on the Pirates, makes a really great catch.
Yeah.
But it was a good catch. It wasn't like tremendous, but it got me thinking. That's just my train track of thought. It got me thinking. Because I saw this highlight recently, and I feel like it's gone viral for some reason. Maybe there's an anniversary of it that I don't know about, but I've seen it on social media. I've seen it recently. And I'm talking about that Jim Edmonds catch when he was on the Angels. He robbed some Royal. Who was that? Who did he rob? That's a trivia question in itself.
That's next level
trivia. And it dawned on me that this is the greatest catch of all time. And we still go back because we glorify the past and we talk about Willie Mays. And I know the Willie Mays catch was great.
And the moment mattered too.
The moment matters. And is that really the defining factor? Because in that case, what about Andy Chavez? Like we said before.
Yeah.
Like that was a big moment. But no one really talks about that catch. Regardless of the moment, and I know that is a factor, but regardless of the moment, that Jim Edmonds catch might be the greatest catch of all time. And I'm here to tell you that I thought about it, like I really thought about it. And it is. It's better than that. I've watched it. I watched back and forth. I'm like, let me see this William Mays catch again.
Might be the greatest catch of all time.
I watched Jim
Edmonds
catch.
Over the shoulder dive.
Over the shoulder.
Laying out.
Leaps toward the fence. It is the most amazing catch our eyes have ever seen.
But no one gives it greatest ever credit.
Yeah. I'm here to say that it is. Not to take away from Willie Mays or the moment. If we're going to talk the greatest catch ever, and the guy did it all the time.
Yeah.
Jim Edmonds used to catch him in his back pocket. He made that stuff look easy. That catch he made against the Royals. I don't know who it was. Some bald Royal. Who was it? Steve Balboni? He didn't have a mustache. It was some. I could picture the guy. Who was it?
The Seitzer.
It's Kevin Seitzer, but
some random Royal from back
Kevin
in the day.
Seitzer. Jim Edmonds lays out. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Again, those pinstripe, ugly Angels uniforms. He lays out and makes the most miraculous catch of all time. Telling you here, my mild take on Fox Sports Radio. As of today. July 6th, 2022.
Sly's birthday.
Sly's birthday.
Yo.
Absolutely. That was the greatest catch
so
in baseball history.
So does this mean
history.
That it's only outfielders that can qualify?
No. I mean, no.
What about the pitchers? I think there's been a lot of great. What about the pitcher who caught the direct ball right at him behind his back?
There's been some great catches. I don't
see
know.
That a lot, though. There was one last night. Who was it? I think someone on the Braves did it yesterday. Like when they do that behind the back
just
snag.
The reaction kick.
Yeah, that reaction. Look, they're all great, but I got to stay my ground, Joel. You know that. I got to double down.
Oh, I know you're going to stand
up. This Jim Edmonds catch is by far, I think, the best catch ever, and I don't think it gets enough love. Like I don't see enough Jim Edmonds in the highlights.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? I we've talked about this before, so I don't want to.
And again, on a way back Wednesday, it's just something that's been on my mind the past few days.
I don't want to be a broken record because we've talked about this, but then again, new audience, Dan Patrick. love hanging in for him here on Fox Sports. The past is glorified. I don't know if it's because it's the highlights and the reels of old footage we watched when we were kids. Like, they would always have the same blooper videos and the same highlight video. So maybe they're ingrained in our head. But I will say there is a current highlight that does get the credit it deserves. Because I would say 9 out of 10 times, there is a way that the past is glorified more than the current day. But that Odell Beckham Jr. catch did get the props it deserved. In fact, you could argue that Odell Beckham Jr., until his performance for the Rams last year, he was living off that catch for a while.
Living off of it.
I agree with
totally,
you.
Totally, right?
Like, he was doing it pregame.
Made that catch and had some average performances for a couple of years, but everyone's like,
that's being nice. Average?
Yeah. But Odell Less Beckham Jr., average. That might be
disappointing.
The best football catch of all time, but as far as baseball catches, Covino, the Jim Edmonds one. Maybe, is it an anniversary of it or no?
I think in June. Maybe that's why. I'm doing a little catch up here because I was trying to figure out which royal he robbed.
Yeah.
Who was that royal he robbed? And I think it was 25 years ago last month. And that's why I've been seeing it more and more again. But look at the still image. 25 years ago,
yeah.
Jim Edmonds made one of the greatest catches. I'm here to say, not one of
the greatest.
If I had a vote on the greatest catch of all time, the dude is full on, laid out, going backwards, going toward the wall, no less, made the greatest catch, I think, in baseball history.
When it comes to the past versus the present and letting it breathe, right? Like they always say with presidents and politicians, you can't really judge the work of a man or woman until they're older, right? In the moment, it's really tough. Like, it's hard to really assess presidents until decades later.
Right, yeah. You need perspective.
You need time. And their policies to have worked or failed. You need time. And I think maybe in sports, we need time to really digest, like, what did they do?
I'm telling you, it's time.
It's time.
Jim Edmonds.
25 years later?
It's time. Guys, if it gives us any credibility, I think it does, that we're on Fox Sports Radio and we're lifelong fans. That's the greatest catch
of all time.
And you know what? You know what else doesn't get enough love? I saw this on a highlight recently, too. I'm not saying it's the greatest catch of all time, but doesn't get enough love. When Kenny Lofton climbs the fence and he steps on the little ledge, times it out perfectly.
It's a great,
and robs a home run.
It's a top catch.
Yo, that catch is insane. The timing involved on that Kenny Lofton when he climbs and stands on the wall. Like, he stands on that padding.
Oh, yeah.
And then catch, like, that was amazing. But again, we glorify
the
black and white footage.
I'll tell you how I know we glorify the past. I'm on a couple corny, like, baseball Facebook pages and groups and stuff just to, talk crap with people. Every time it's like, make your all-time starting lineup, everyone on everyone's all-time starting lineup, it's like old players.
All the time.
All right, I get Ted Williams, I get Gehrig, I get... You're naming... You're trying to tell me no one's been better in the last 50 to 100 years?
Yeah, exactly. And since I'm talking about Jim Edmonds way back on a Wednesday, he did make a legendary catch when he was a Cardinal, 2004 NLCS Game 7. So it's not like he just made meaningless, amazing catches. This dude was an artist at it.
Is this honestly... Is this your way of just letting the world know you're a huge Jim Edmonds guy?
No, dude. Honestly, it's just that I...
Tell everyone. You love Jim Edmonds.
You know what? Sometimes you hear names and you're like, no one talks about this guy enough.
And you're here to give him
the credit. I'm here to say, you know what? Way back on a Wednesday, he deserves the credit. That dude made insane catches.
Oh, look at Jim Edmonds. He just followed you on Twitter.
Nice.
There you go. All right. We have more Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
It's Covino and Rich. Steve Covino, Rich Davis in for Dan Patrick. 877-99 on Fox. FoxSportsRadio.com, the iHeartRadio app. SXM 83, what's up?
You know, intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at mbusa.com.
So check this out. I did some research. Again, way back on a Wednesday, the Jim Edmonds legendary catch. It was 25 years ago last month. That's why I'm seeing the highlights more and more often, I guess. But it dawned on me anyway, just based on a great catch yesterday in the Pirates game, Pirates-Yankees, that Jim Edmonds, it was a human highlight reel. Doesn't get enough credit. But that was the greatest catch of all time. 6-10-97 is when it happened, and he robbed number six of the Royals at the time, David Howard. That's who it was. So I looked it up because it made me think, too, like, how do you feel being on the other end of history?
Listen.
Because Joe Maddon was coaching that year. I think he was a coach on the Angels. He looks back and says, you know, after that happened, he said, well, Jim Edmonds made you famous that day. So you know, David Howard is the guy that hit that ball.
I wonder if everyone knows the exact catch you speak of. They should.
Dude, if you're a sports fan, you should know the catch, but I'm here to acknowledge it as the greatest catch over the Willie Mays catch. They essentially did the same thing over the shoulder, but Jim Edmonds leaped full body, full extension, dive toward the wall and made that catch. It's a better catch. It's like to even debate it is a waste of time. We just glorify the past and we're moving on.
Official Turd agrees with you.
Oh.
On Twitter.
That's good.
Said a good take on Edmonds, Covino. But for us SoCal Angels fans, we've known that since 97.
Yeah, but again, it took 25 years for the highlight to resurface for people to say, all right, yeah, maybe it was the best catch. And it's no disrespect to any other previous legendary moment.
Gary hit us up on Twitter, at Covino and Rich, and he said, If you're talking about catches, just throw this in there. The immaculate reception. David Tyree. Football on helmet.
Amazing.
Yeah. To continue the drive and beat the undefeated Patriots. That is significant. When you talk about when it's significant versus like a wasted moment to tie it all together.
Ties everything together. If you missed anything, foxsportsradio.com. And thanks for all your feedback. I want to thank, you know, Dan Patrick's listeners too. Thanks for checking us out. We're here tomorrow as well, Covino and Rich. Now, we're in the middle of my deep thoughts, right? My deep baseball thoughts. Covino's deep thoughts.
Well, you know what? It's summertime, right? Yeah. It's summertime, so, you know, you really can't be that much in football mode yet. Some offseason moves. People are wondering what's going to happen with Baker and Deshaun Watson. And there's still a few moves. Basketball, everyone's wondering who's going where. But you're right. It's like they call it the dog days of summer. Just baseball, nothing much else.
Well, again.
All-Star Week, baby.
Remember, Brian Reynolds of the Pirates got me thinking about Jim Edmonds yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw Odor, Roofnet Odor, former Yankee.
He's never been the same in
no,
my
no.
mind.
No.
He
changed someone else's career. I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
And that's where my mind went. Odor.
He stinks.
Plays for the Orioles now.
Get it?
Odor.
He's a great team guy. He hits bombs. But Roofnet Odor hit a bomb yesterday. Hit a home run yesterday, right? And I saw, you know, I'm just watching the highlights. I don't watch the Orioles. I'm just watching the highlights, and I feel bad
for the Orioles. You know why?
Why?
Because they're actually sort of turning it on, and they're pretty decent. It's just they're in the best division in baseball. That the luck is... The Orioles are trying to build something.
Got a great stadium.
They do?
They do.
They definitely do.
They have a great fan base.
It's one of the greatest stadiums.
But Spot, they're trying to build something in a division where the Yankees are going to break possibly the best season record this year. The Red Sox, Blue Jays, and Rays would all make the playoffs as the three wild cards if the season ended today. So you try to build something, and your four division opponents are all playoff caliber teams. So Baltimore, it's like an uphill battle.
Yeah. I don't really care about them. As a Yankees fan, I don't care.
If they were in, like, let's say the AL Central, that's a team that could like make noise in the next year or so. Just... You're stuck in the best division.
Well, feel me on this. Danny G, Joel, Monty, everybody listening, hanging out with us. Roofnet Odor hit a bomb. I'm just watching the highlights. And it got me thinking. Yeah, Roofnet Odor, no matter how many bombs he hits, no matter how likable he is in the clubhouse, no matter how great his beard is.
Yes.
His defining moment is when he punched Joey Bats in the face. It's the truth.
It's true.
Right? Because Bautista was nasty at that time, too. You remember that?
Bautista was doing bat flips.
Dude, legendary bat flip. I mean,
yeah.
In my opinion, Joey Bats has two defining moments. And he was a great player. The bat flip was insane.
I have a theory.
Right? But I have a theory, too. Here's my theory. Joey Bats, and you already said it. You took the words right out of my mouth, Meatloaf.
Huh. Mom, the Meatloaf!
When Roofnet Odor
rest in peace
punched Joey Bats in the face, I don't think Bautista ever recovered. I don't think he was ever the same player. I think his mojo was ruined because he was this big, bad Joey Bats who got punched in the face by a little second baseman. It sort of chumped him nationwide. Everyone saw it. I think it deflated him. I feel like he lost his mojo. He lost his swag. He lost his step, and he was never the same player. I mean, maybe there's more to it, but that's the my public opinion.
Calling Danny G, because I have an example that I feel like Danny G is going to be like, yo, good one, Rich. Talking about players never being the same.
Yeah, like defining moments where like, yeah, they were never the same.
Let's go back to our childhood, because Danny G is a big Raiders fan. When Bo Jackson ran over Brian Bosworth.
Oh, yeah.
The Bos was never the same, because that was the matchup. Yep. If you remember, we were little kids and they lined up. Bo Jackson flattened him.
Mm-hmm.
Worse than his haircut. Worse than the Bosworth mohawk flat top.
He had been talking lots of trash leading up to that, remember?
Yeah.
And flexing, and Bo Jackson just, he did a Joey Chestnut on him.
Owned him. Owned him.
He did.
So whether it's...
And again, that highlight lives on. Like, we still see that highlight, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm with you. That's a great example. Brian Bosworth was just like this mythical, magical guy back then. Like, yo, he's a badass.
And how cool, how 80s cool was Bos?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, he had this, like, God.
He had this Dolph Lundgren sort of vibe about him. We're like, I will break you. Like, oh, man. Yeah. You know?
After Bo Jackson flattened him, he went to a practice squad level.
It's true. I don't know how.
Because the highlight just humiliated him. And I feel the same way, and I could be wrong. Maybe something else happened. But Joey Bats, Blue Jays, never the same. You know, he went from hitting bombs and bat flipping to I got punched in the face and I was exposed.
You know, Joey Bats ended his, did he end his career on the Mets for like a split second? I got to look this up because
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, he went from dominant hitting bombs to getting punched in the face and what happened to him. Defining moment that he was never the same after. I'm opening it up to you way back on a Wednesday. Like I said, it just got me thinking. I saw Odor, Rougned Odor is still playing. You know, I saw him hit a home run yesterday and it just made me think. And I know, on a side note, Rougned Odor doesn't really even like to talk about that moment. He doesn't want to be defined by the guy that punched Joey Bats in the face.
Defining,
but we remember that
moment.
I got one for you.
Well, I have one, but I have a theory that there's a way to solve this.
Okay, cool.
There's a way to correct it. And if you guys want to chime in, 877-99 on Fox. We're talking about the moments, whether they like it or not. It could be an embarrassing moment. It could be one moment in a game that defines your whole career. Meanwhile, doesn't matter what else you did. It's all people will remember.
Can I see if I'm on the same track?
Right, I have two, and I'll write them down. And one is there's a way around it. There's a loophole. Here's what I got. What do you got?
Okay. I feel like you're going to bring up J.R. Smith.
No, but that's a great one.
Right? Like the dude,
J.R. Smith with his head up his ass, right? And LeBron doing the whole, like, what are you doing? Like pointing his arms.
Oh, that's a
great one. J.R. Smith, you'll forever think, not J.R. Smith, you know, great shooter, not J.R. Smith, you know, guy's a winner.
How about just all around winner? Like you said, he's back in school doing big things. He's living life, but we still remember that moment.
That sparked me thinking about what I remember with Chris Webber.
Yes.
The Chris Phantom Webber. Timeout.
Timeout. The guy had a great career. Chris Webber.
So how do you fix that, by the way?
I have the answer.
I'm dying to know that.
I have the answer on how to fix it because I have one more, and it's such an obvious one.
I got an obvious one, too.
The obvious one is the legend, Bill Buckner. Well, great player. Great career. In fact, early in his career, solid defensive player. Great bat. Reliable guy. Hard-nosed ball player. For decades, the one ground ball through his legs, 1986, defined Buckner.
Behind the bag.
Gets by Buckner, rounding third is night. Mets win.
Defining moment, and probably mentally was never the same. You know, like, how do you sleep at night with that? And the terrible part about it, and everybody knows this who's listening to Fox Sports Radio, like, the Red Sox still had one more chance.
And they were winning game seven.
I know.
That was game six.
Everybody remembers that.
The Red Sox were winning game seven. After that, the Mets came back and won the World Series.
Okay, so something happened. Defining moment. Let me give you one more and tell me how do you fix it.
Okay, the great
but
answer.
But there was no, way back on a Wednesday, nobody more dominant in our life, even more dominant than Bo Jackson himself, Mike Tyson. We referenced him before. Yeah. I mean, punch out. Even Mike Tyson's punch out just solidified how invincible he was to kids, right? Mm-hmm. Like, couldn't beat him in punch out. I did, but I'm an exception.
You're the greatest.
007-373-5963,
the code to get to Tyson. How the hell do you remember that?
But when he got knocked out by James Buster Douglas in Tokyo, one of the greatest upsets of all time.
Oh, I'm going to disagree with you.
I just think he was never the same. When you talk Tyson,
the average buffoon immediately thinks he bit Evander's ear. He can't escape the ear bite. Forget the Buster Douglas. Listen, champion.
He was never the same. Douglas knocked the fight out of that guy. He exposed him and made him human.
He was never the same.
All right. That's how I feel about it.
I'll give you 100% agreement that. Yeah. Never the same after Buster Douglas because he was exposed. He was human. It's like when Drago got cut in Rocky IV. Like, right. Oh, he's human. But if you talk about defining, he'll never, no matter how great Tyson is, and we love him, and now he's got his weed business. He's a podcaster. He's hilarious. We love Iron Mike. But you can't think of Mike Tyson without thinking, yeah, he bit a man's ear off.
He made gummies with the little ear
Yeah, he has
bites.
Weed gummies that are shaped like ears.
But again, remember where I started this conversation. It was never the same again.
Where can I get some of those, by the way? I'd love to try them.
Joey Bats was never the same after that punch to the face. Same with Mike Tyson.
You want another way out of this? I have the way out.
Okay, this is great.
There's an escape. There's only one escape plan.
But I want feedback, too, whether you hit us up at Covino and Rich on social media or 877-99 on Fox, other defining moments where they were never the same again. But how do you solve this?
I call it the Christmas party theory.
Christmas party theory. I've been working with you on the air.
Never heard this
for 17-plus years. I've been friends with you for over 20 years now. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, bud.
And you never once mentioned the Christmas party theory. Not once. Is this a world debut?
You'll know it. You just can't be the one that's remembered. Let me explain. If you go to your holiday party for work, if you get drunk, maybe have an inappropriate conversation with a coworker, and you're like, oh no, I had one too many open bar cocktails. I don't want to get fired. Oh, what did I say? What did I do? You're safe if there's one person at the party worse than you.
Oh. Yeah.
No one remembers that you were dancing on the bar showing everyone your nipples.
They remember when Fred from accounting was doing the worm.
If Fred from accounting.
And then grabbed someone's butt inappropriately.
Yeah, if Greg
wrapped
from
his tie around his head.
Yeah.
When the tie's around your head, forget about it. Everybody remembers.
When I remember there was one year at a holiday party where I was like, oh, I drank too much. Was I talking too much? Oh, no. Then I'm like, oh, wait. Two of the VPs of the company were caught making out in the corner? That's the story. I'm not the story. That's the story.
Okay, so wait.
So you need a story.
Right. That trumps
your bad story.
Oh.
And the best example would be Robin Ventura.
Okay.
Got hit by a pitch. Nolan Ryan charges the mound. And a twice his age Nolan Ryan puts him in a headlock and starts punching him in the head. And he's sort of humiliated. Young superstar, Robin Ventura.
By the way, it was at it very much out of character, too, for a Robin Ventura to charge the mound against what seemed to be an old guy at the time.
A legend.
Yeah, a legend at the time. So it was like out of character, it was odd, and then he got embarrassed and humiliated at the same time.
Do you remember having the Robin Ventura USA traded card?
I do, actually, yeah.
So Robin Ventura, Chicago White Sox.
Did you know what's sad about that?
New York Met.
Again.
Yankee for a minute.
16 years in the big leagues. Almost 2,000 hits.
You know who was rocking a Robin Ventura jersey the other day?
Who?
I'll give you a hint. NBA superstar whose dad is affiliated with the Mets. Danny G, did you see Donovan Mitchell taking batting practice?
Yeah, I did.
With Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor. Donovan Mitchell was rocking the old school black Mets jersey, number 4 Ventura.
Oh, wow.
So
again, he almost has 300 home runs. 16 years in the big leagues, and what I remember most, and he was a Yankee too, and I would watch him all the time. He's a great player. I remember him getting pummeled in a headlock by Nolan Ryan.
You need a cooler moment, and Robin Ventura's cooler moment, the Grand Slam single.
Oh, that was good.
He had a moment that
Erased the bad moment.
Like, I mean, Robin Ventura, playoff game, hits a grand slam home run in the rain, but because his teammates jump on him, he never actually rounds the bags. So it's a grand slam. He gets credit for a single. So because you have to have an equally great or bad moment to replace the previous one.
Okay.
That's the rule.
I like the theory. The Christmas party theory. Think about way back on a Wednesday, other defining moments where someone was just never the same player again. And we'll get to your feedback next. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check. Check, check, check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. and let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
All right. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick, Fox Sports Radio. Now, intelligence, Covino, runs in the fam.
I know.
Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at mbusa.com.
You know who else runs in the family? Joel. He ran a 5K.
He did.
Yeah. Joel. He's on the phones with Dan.
He runs in the family.
877-99 on Fox at Covino and Rich live from the Mercedes-Benz studio in for Dan Patrick. We're here tomorrow as well. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with us. And a shout out to Jason from the Doug Gottlieb show too.
Yeah, Jason chiming in saying, Edmonds, you know, truth is, Edmonds made all those great catches, he said. But was it also in part because he sort of lacks speed off the crack of the bat, so he was always making these diving catches because he didn't have maybe the speed of a Beltran or a Gary Matthews.
Are you saying he made...
Overcompensating?
He made catches that other people would have made easier?
Yeah, you've seen that. You saw that in Little League when you were a kid, like the one kid that unnecessarily dove, and you're like, yeah, I...
If you just joined us...
Yeah, Covino.
Yeah. Maybe it was you.
If you just joined us, though.
27 said, home runs.
27 little
no
league
range
home runs.
In the outfield.
No, no, no. Look, I'm here to tell you that the Jim Edmonds catch is the greatest catch ever made in baseball. And I mean that, and I believe that 25 years ago, even better than Willie Mays' catch.
I don't know.
And you're saying that, well, other people would have caught that easy. The true story, the backstory behind it, is that Joe Maddon, who was with the Angels at the time, called him in to play in. So he was playing really shallow, had to go back to make that catch. So that's why.
Well, see, that's where I was. That would be the only spot where I would debate you, because it seemed like Willie ran a little bit more. Like Willie had to turn on jets.
That's, you know what? I like that. I got it now. I got to check that out again.
You see the ground Willie Mays covered on that play?
Yeah, I think Willie made jets. And he talked to my uncle about that, and he said the reason why his hat fell off is because it was too small. Most people thought it was too big.
Oh. So on top of his head?
Oh, so Willie Mays got a big head.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to watch this now, because, again, the whole point was before that we glorify the past. But as I cue this up, oh, here it is. All right, now we're watching.
Look at where he started
Willie
and
Mays
where he ended.
The jets on.
Willie had to turn them on. He hadn't seen them back then.
Now, keep in mind what we said, though, too, though.
Look at that small hat.
No one's, yes. Now I just see a tiny hat.
My daughter did. You know,
a size six.
You know when you go to the ball games and they put ice cream in the little helmet?
Yeah.
Right.
My daughter has her little Mets helmet, and we got a Dodgers one at Dodger Stadium. And she went to put it on her head. She's like, Dad, it doesn't fit. I go, baby, those aren't for you.
But don't you hate somebody buys you a hat, it's the bomb, and then it doesn't fit?
Oh, you know what? Actually, it says here, Willie Mays was wearing an ice cream helmet that day.
Oh, yeah, look at that. That's what it was.
So I want to throw a name out there. Leon Lett, as far as the...
Oh, that's a good one. Never the same. You just said Leon Lett, and before you even said Lett, I'm thinking, run down in the Super Bowl, ball slapped away from him.
And why? Why did he do it?
Right? You know who caught him? Dom Beebe, right? That little dude was fast. Yeah.
Now, Rich, before you forget, because it's getting late early, as the great Yogi Berra would say, it's getting late early. You mentioned John Morant, and I'm not going to let you get off the hook with that one.
Oh, I love John Morant. I think the story is not written yet. But as of right now, it seems like him being the pick after Zion is sort of working out for Memphis.
Yeah.
But then again, I think of all the storylines in the NBA, you don't think seeing what Zion is really made of is so intriguing to everyone?
Yeah. I mean, Kevin Durant and Kyrie and, you know,
yeah, everyone's
that's
talking
the story,
about that. That's where those superstars end up, of course. But to me, what Zion are we going to get? Like, healthy? Is he ready to go? Are we going to get a Zion that we've been waiting a couple years for now? Because he could be a force.
Yes, he is. I saw him play.
Yeah.
And they put him at the point, and he just takes it to the well, and he's off the floor so fast on the tip back, like Moses Malone style. He's dominant.
Every time you say Moses Malone, I think of basketball. Basketball.
I mean, yeah, Zion dominant, but John Morant, as of now, seems to be winning there.
I don't know. If John Morant's team wins without him, don't that kind of like...
Yeah, that's true. They did all right without him. Now, Ja, the money in the NBA now, and I'm not for the owners keeping it. Hey, spread the wealth to these guys playing that are busting their ass to play.
You call him Ja, huh?
But
I feel like you have to call him Ja Morant.
You call him Ja Rule or you call him Ja?
Just Ja Morant.
Your two favorite Jas.
Ja Rule.
It's only one Ja, huh?
So, I mean, yes, he's a great young star. But the fact that the money being thrown around the NBA is amazing. It makes you want to become an NBA player. Every little kid should want to become an NBA player and forget every other sport.
I meant to ask Kavina this earlier. Uh-oh. How far down the bench do you look at NBA players before you say, I got what he's got?
Oh, me? I have a nasty, uncontested three-point shot.
Yeah, so if no one's in his face.
My ego tells me that I can shoot just as good as these guys if no one's defending me.
Yeah, you're way down the bench. Don't you feel like your Ferrari's just as good as his Ferrari?
I want one of those those Danny G 370Zs. That's what I want.
Kavino, if uncontested threes, Kavino will be great at horse or 21.
Yeah, I was shooting around yesterday trying to get my shot back.
But He's making, John Morant's making an average of about 40-something million a year. The deal could be worth up, 5 years, worth up to $231 million for a kid that's proven himself, but not, I don't think, proven himself 5 years, 230 proven himself yet.
Yeah.
But the money in the NBA is awesome. You got to give, you
I'm
know,
glad he got it.
Hey, good for these players, right?
Boy, I mean, knees go out.
What do you, Do you want the owners to be made, to remain multi-billionaires, or you want to spread the wealth? Spread the wealth. Good for John Morant.
Good for Tom Brady.
Good for, you know, good for everyone. Now, John Morant left a $500 tip at a restaurant, and there's a video that goes along with it. And again, I think it's a great gesture, but everyone keeps pointing out, like, yo, John Morant left a $500 tip. And I'm thinking, $500 again for a guy that makes $40+ million a year.
That's like $5.
It's like the Max Scherzer theory.
Oh, don't, please believe I'm in the background talking about, I get some of that.
Yeah.
I get some of that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's really a drop in the bucket. Right. It's a really
It's for
bucket.
Everybody.
It's a good story, but come on. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.